League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation Podcast, or Audio Boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey, y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go.
Exciting show for you today and tons of celebrity and entertainment news, of course, darling. But before we get started, let's take it to the west side. Yay, yay.
West
and
side?
Check in with our Los Angeles family. Hey, guys, what's up?
What's up, Atlanta?
Hey,
what
y'all.
What up?
Wait a minute. Hold up. Is there a new face in the LA Dish studio? Oh, wait, y'all. I need some dramatic music for this intro. Now, you've all seen her all over your TV screen and movie screens and on stages, darling, making people laugh. Everyone, give it up for the one, the only comedian, actress, and TV host, Sherry Shepherd in the house.
Sherry!
Hey!
So excited to be with adults because I left my 14-year-old at home with some food and water.
Yeah. Well, welcome to Dish, Sherry. We love you.
Thank you.
Well, y'all, now Gary and Headcrack are out today, but we have our boy from Growing Up Hip Hop Atlanta, the star and radio personality, BT, back in the building.
Hey.
BT, what up, y'all?
What's up, y'all?
All right, y'all, so later we're going to tell you about the shocking news Sarah Palin received via email, and Andrew Freund is down with Kristen Stewart, Elizabeth Banks, and the cast of the new Charlie's Angels. But first, Heidi, what's going on, girl?
Well, last night were the 53rd annual Country Music Awards. I'm sure we all watched
them. That's why I'm wearing this
black
shirt.
That's why I'm sleepy. I stayed up to watch it.
Me too.
Well, a lot of celebrities showed up to the awards show, and Miranda Lambert was there with her new husband, Brendan McLaughlin.
What?
They attended the awards show as well as, awkward, her ex, Blake Shelton, who was there with his girlfriend, Gwen Stefani.
Oh, Lord.
That they had seen each other, like, been together, everybody.
In the same, now,
really?
Imagine how awkward that is, since 2015.
She won the breakup, I have to say. If you get married first, you know, you bring your husband, he's still bringing his girlfriend.
But she married a cop from New York City. He's with Gwen Stefani.
Right?
Oh, that's a weird swap.
Okay. So after Blake performed, he got a standing ovation from everyone in the audience. Everybody was on their feet clapping except Miranda Lambert and her husband.
Oh,
she was
She still was a little hot for her man, for Blake.
That is what it seems like. Now, see, a source said, quote, everyone stood up for Blake at the end of his performance except Miranda Lambert and her husband at the commercial break. They both left their seats. Now, here's what I would do. I get if you don't want to stand up and be like, oh, yeah. But you have to, you do the, like when you lose on an award show,
the polite
you go,
clap.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know the camera's going to come to you.
The guy's right there.
I mean, you guys have been
Wait, but you know what's so funny? See, her husband is just a regular dude, right?
He's a cop, yeah.
I guarantee you he was a fan of Blake Shelton, so he probably wanted to get up and clap, and she had her hand on his side like, look, you better not stand up and clap. Okay, everyone, it's time for
What a Fashion!
Okay, so Jennifer Nettles came from the group Sugarland and was also at the CMAs, and she made quite the statement with her look. Take a look at this.
Damn. First of all, that white suit is hot.
I like the white suit.
I do, too. I need it.
On the back of the cape was a drawing of a woman's face along with the female gender symbol. But when she turned around and opened up the cape, the statement said, play our
broken records, please, and thank you.
I was waiting on the inside.
I kind of like that she did that because we're taught as women, you know, be nice, play right, mm-hmm. be fair.
Always.
Don't talk, you know, rude to people. So I like the girl, you know, that boss.
Power. She's like, enough already. Play our music.
I didn't realize the message, I mean, that she was trying to get across, because I thought her kid just found a Sharpie and drew on her dress before she
actually... She's like, what did you do?
It's too late to get a new one. I guess I gotta wear it.
Yeah. Yeah. I think she was doing too much on the red carpet, though. You think?
No, I was thinking she was doing what she had to do. See, they just did a study, and the study revealed that they play about 12% of women's music on the country radio.
Damn.
That's not cool, because most of the artists I like that are country singers are women.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So she's standing up for them.
Mm-hmm. I think most women and country music are in that weird crossover between pop and country, so it's hard to play them on strictly country stations because they sound like they could be played on a top 40 station. So that's why they're not getting as much airplay.
Have you heard Jennifer Nettles?
Country boys are good old country boys.
She ain't crossover. No. My trusty, rusty Cadillac. I'll be right back. Head to the Wally World. I mean, way too
funny.
And I'm sorry, I probably owe some money.
She was rapping.
I am so excited because I am a big fan of The Masked Singer.
Well, yeah.
Yes, because I was booted off The Masked Singer. I'm not bitter at all. But I watched it, and they had another person that was booted off of The Masked Singer. And it was really great yesterday because they had Insult the, Insult the comic dog, like the little Rottweiler. He was a judge, and we got to see who got voted off. We got a clip.
All right.
Oh, wow.
Take a look at it.
And it's so funny because
when
I was on Masked Singer that I got booted off for him.
You were
bitter.
The penguin.
I was the penguin. And I was next to Kelly Osbourne. Like, you see, I was next to the fox and the ladybug.
Yeah.
And I never knew it was Kelly Osbourne because you can't
Wait, you
see.
All don't
yeah,
know each other either?
Ask you. You didn't know? You don't know anybody.
I thought you were backstage getting ready.
No, because you can't talk. So you're in your costume. All you can do is wave. Like the fox, I think the fox was flirting with me. on my shoulder.
And we still don't know who the fox is.
We don't know who the fox is, but I know the fox was flirting with me. So when we
is it fair to say you're on national television, Sherry? Are you single?
Yes, I am single.
Wow.
She's trying to find out who the fox is.
That's why she's trying to find out who the fox is.
As long as the fox signs a prenup.
Okay, girl.
I know that's right.
Well, what a way to find out you're getting a divorce. Honey, we're getting a divorce.
Uh-oh.
No, okay. It's not me. In a new interview with Christian author James Dobson, Sarah Palin revealed how she found out her husband, Todd Palin, was planning the future of their marriage.
You found out that your husband was filing for a divorce from his lawyer.
I did. I found out from an email from an attorney saying that she was hired. And then on a week after our 31st anniversary is when he filed. Yeah, it's not easy to talk about. It was devastating. I thought I got shot.
I thought she got shot, but I think her husband didn't want to get shot. That's why he left an email. You know, Sarah Palin got those guns.
Oh, right, yes.
Okay. When your spouse got a lot of guns, you send an email and leave.
All of a sudden, she looks at Todd, she's like, yeah, well, you look like a wolf. I'm just going to shoot you from a helicopter.
Yo, this is so sad. Like, these women doing these interviews right after, you know, dealing with their divorce.
Why would she do that?
Like, Wendy around here crying and Sarah Palin, like, I mean, it's sad, but it also humanizes them. Like, because I don't know, I kind of, like, felt like Sarah Palin, you're like, you don't care about your divorce.
Yeah, because she's a politician.
Yeah, you know, but, like, she's really hurt.
Because he's savage. He sent the email.
Yeah.
This is what every woman does.
What do you mean?
Right.
I mean, she acts like she was blindsided by this. You know your relationship is
pretty
much over.
You know there's some signs.
This was a week after their anniversary.
That is true.
So what they do on their anniversary? They probably had an argument.
They didn't do the damn thing.
To go, I was surprised. She wants to look like a victim to all of us, so it's not her fault.
You know, Todd and I hadn't had sex in 16 years. I was totally blindsided by this whole thing. Sarah, come on.
Does she sound that old?
I know, right? But, you know, to send an email is so like, you just don't care.
That's right.
That's why I said you're savage.
In Todd's complaint, he cited incompatibility of temperament between the parties such that they find it impossible to live together as husband and wife, a.k.a. irreconcilable differences.
Oh, now we find only know what irreconcilable differences mean.
I think Sarah Palin was whooping some ass. Hello?
Okay. Up next, y'all find out what singer is ready to drop a new album and trademark a new term. We'll have more details after the break. Dish
Nation. You know, I used to love the TV show Scrubs, but you know what I love even more? The nurses, doctors, and dentists, and awesome people who work in the healthcare industry. And I'm sure you can agree, what these amazing people do every day is more than a job, and what they wear is more than a uniform. They should wear scrubs that help them feel good and perform at their best. Figs is an amazing company that is making scrubs stylish and functional for the people who deserve it most. Figs creates the highest quality medical apparel so that medical professionals can look their best, feel their best, and perform at their best every single day. Figs are made with yoga waistbands and come in a variety of styles, from the classic straight legs to joggers and skinny styles. I got a pair of scrubs and I absolutely love them. I love how comfy they are and how cool I look in them. Figs gives back too. Every time you shop at Figs, they give scrubs to healthcare providers in need. So whether you're one of the awesome humans who works in healthcare or someone who wants to say thanks to these deserving people, Figs is going to make it easy by providing you with 15% off your first purchase by using our code DISH. Get ready to love your scrubs. Head to wearfigs.com, WEARFIGS.com, and enter my code DISH at checkout.
Dish Nation. Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Woo-hoo! What up?
All right, when you think of R&B music, you think smooth, you think sexy, you think Justin Bieber.
Yeah.
Well, that's what he wants you to think, okay? A few weeks ago, the Biebs dropped this pic on the gram that simply said R&B Bieber. Now, it's been 4 years since his last album, and people are convinced that this is the name of his upcoming release.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not all, y'all. Justin also filed papers to trademark R&B Bieber for entertainment services, live musical performance, and sound recordings.
You know, it's a shock to other people, but if you heard his last album, that thing was sexy.
It was good.
A lot of those songs are nice make love songs.
Well, he grew up loving Usher. You know, Usher kind of discovered him anyway,
so he's been
loving R&B music the whole time. But I think because he was a white kid, they was like, we're going to put you in the pop category and blow you up bigger.
Yeah. But see, this is exactly why, you know, even though I love John Legend, he probably shouldn't have been the sexiest man alive. Because now everybody thinks they can be sexy. I'm just saying, like, everybody think they can be sexy after they chose John Legend.
Well, R&B Bieber is probably a little bit more sexier than John
Legend. Well, how he going to come out more sexy? Like, what could make Justin Bieber like sexy? Like you look at him.
He can grow a little facial hair.
He can't grow it. It physically won't grow.
what if he get buff?
Grow.
He can get a little buff. He can get a little mature, more mature, dress a little different.
The only thing that's gonna make him grow a beard is a black woman.
Yeah, he let us hop up on him.
He gonna come up with a full beard looking like Teddy Pendergrass.
He ain't got one of them, though.
All right, now, Brad, your man, Jason Momoa, gotta take a moment, was on Kelly Clarkson's talk show, and since her kids are big fans of Aquaman, she brought them out to meet him and ask him a couple questions. Now, his answers were very interesting, to say the least. Check it out.
Do you know a Little Mermaid?
That was her question in my office, and I was like, ask him.
Ariel? Yeah, Ariel's very sweet. She's very nice. She's also a redhead, so
yeah,
I'm gonna teach you about redheads someday. They're very passionate. Very passionate people.
Oh, you know, we happen to have a redhead in the room. Brat!
Oh!
Are you extra freaky with your red ponytail?
No, I'm the same freaky all the time.
Oh. Red does something to men, or maybe just to people sexually, period.
Just
you know,
the color.
Like if you see a girl and she have blue hair or like something weird, it's like
the weirdos. I know she is a freak.
She a freak.
Oh, my God, when people see my red hair, they think I'm a freak.
She know what she doing. I say that.
You know what? Whatever. Let's move on, please.
Y'all know what time it is?
It's deal time!
That's right, y'all. And I know y'all work hard, and when it's time to relax, you need to do it right. And that's why you need the iPulse Tense Massager and Electric Muscle Stimulator. With the iPulse Massager, you can soothe tired or sore muscles in the comfort of your own home. This portable compact massager uses mild electrical impulses to stimulate muscles and alleviate pain.
Oh, now, Brett, you know, I like it gentle, but sometimes I like it hard. Does it go hard?
Oh, my God.
Asking for a friend.
It sure does go hard, Portia. The iPulse Massager has 12 automatic massage programs and 20 levels of strength, so you can customize your experience. It has 10 pads and 2 outputs with a switch to control each output individually. And it comes with a rechargeable lithium battery, and it's approved by the FDA as a Class 2 medical device.
Ooh, sold, honey. How much is it? Yes.
FBI post his massager, an electric muscle stimulator has been seen as high as $65. Ooh. But for our Dish Nation viewers, it's just $29.
Oh, yeah. That's a good deal.
Yeah. Yes, just go to morningsave.com and tell them Dish Nation sent you.
Yes, honey, I'll be vibrating all night. All right, y'all, up next, Andrew Freund sits down with Kristen Stewart and the cast of the new Charlie's Angels movie. You don't want to miss this. Come right back.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation. The new Charlie's Angels movie is out, and our boy Andrew Freund got to sit down with the director, Elizabeth Banks, who's also acting in the movie, as well as Kristen Stewart and other angels, to dish all about it. Check it out.
I run a covert group of exceptional women. You may not know we exist, but we are always watching.
Who steals humanitarian aid money?
Who are you? You are in the presence of angels.
What does one take to be an angel? What does one need to have to be an angel?
I want you to be like a bag of tigers.
Okay.
Yeah. Like, I want you to bring that energy to it.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Can-do attitude.
Okay.
No fear. Fearlessness.
Could I be an angel?
How fearless are you? Yeah, I can already tell that.
What's the proper way to karate chop and kick?
My son, who takes some karate, he likes to tell you, like, you don't kick from the hip. You bring the knee up, and then you kick. Exactly.
Like that.
Knee up, kick.
Knee up, kick.
Then kick.
I feel like a rocket.
Mm-hmm. Yep. It looked like one, too.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate that.
There are so many kicks.
As I say, it depends on which fight style you're talking about.
Exactly. Oh.
And even within that, many.
Yeah, what is this position?
You're schooling me, right?
It depends on
Like, because Elizabeth said I need to go like this and... But then I feel like a rock.
Oh, yeah, you have to first lift, because some people
you
go straight.
Hinge from the knee
first.
Yeah.
And then, like,
yes, exactly.
From the knee, and then pop.
If a front kick, for sure, you definitely need to come up. You need to coil and spring.
Yeah. Okay. Coil and
ebb
spring.
And flow. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Ebb and flow.
He gets into a fight, he's like coil and spring!
Yeah. Yeah.
That's like bend and snap.
Coil and snap and bend.
Thank you. What was it like being the boss? What is that like? And how fair are you as a boss? Let's actually discuss this. If I was working for you, are you a fair boss?
I demand people's best.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm disappointed when they don't bring it, but I'm fair. I know people have bad days, and I know people are, as long as you're trying and you own it, then I'm super, super fair,
Yeah.
If you come to set and you're like, I don't know what happened, and it's like, yeah, you do. If you, always just own everything.
There was going to be a battle between the Cullens and Charlie's Angels. Who would win in that battle and why?
I would say the Charlie's Angels.
Me too.
Really?
In reality.
Yes.
Oh, all right.
Let's break it down.
In real life.
Yes.
Well, the thing is, the Cullens, they're vampires, and they can't... They can die if you rip them limb from limb. Which is so crazy that that's the way they can die. It's so crazy.
In the film, you have some scenes with Sir Patrick Stewart.
Yes.
He's a sir.
He's been knighted.
He's
By the Queen of England.
By the Queen of England.
Yes.
There might be some physical altercations between you and Sir Patrick.
Mm-hmm.
What was that like? You know, because he's a gentleman, and you...
Let me tell you, I told Patrick Stewart, you choke me by the throat. You choke me hard. And he said, you're the boss.
Okay.
And that was just in the bedroom.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation. Well, it is the holiday season, so it's always the time of the year if you're married or in a relationship where you're like, so are we doing your family or my family? Are we doing Thanksgiving with yours and Christmas with mine?
I think I'm doing my wife's family in Colorado this year.
It's always the wife that rules.
Yeah.
Yeah, gotta go with the wife.
I'm house hopping. Because last year I cooked and had everybody over. I had Cat Williams over at my house.
Oh, yeah.
Oh my God.
One that I will never, ever, I will never, ever forget that.
It's a stressful time of the year. And, Meghan Markle and Prince Harry, they have to deal with the same kind of stress. And they are skipping Christmas with the royal family. They're starting their own branch of the family tree. Yes.
Where?
They're going to go. They're going to celebrate the holidays with her mom.
In Compton.
Yeah.
Because I'm thinking Meghan Markle, she just wants some ribs. No offense to people in England, but sometimes
right.
you just
they don't have great
some,
food.
You want some ribs with some collard greens.
Uh-huh, cornbread. Yeah. Now, some people say there's trouble in paradise, and the Queen has given them the okay to do so. Now, sources say they're not sure whether they're going to be in England or in Los Angeles, but they're definitely going to be with Meghan's mom.
Bring Archie to L.A.
Oh, yes.
Get in a convertible where you don't have all the paparazzi that you have in England.
Yes.
She can hand Archie over to the other kids, and they can go burn up houses. when we have a Thanksgiving, we don't know what the kids are doing.
Yeah, they're on a card table in a back room.
And maybe that's why they don't want to spend it at Buckingham Palace, because Harry's still at the kids' table.
Show is over, but don't forget to head over to morningsave.com to take advantage of today's great deal. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.